I got, actually, did I tell you, I got a mention from one of them.
What'd he say?
About your be-ba-ba-looba baby what I say.
No.
They just said, be-ba-ba-lam-boob-job, great sound effects this week.
Yeah.
That guy, we're coming really and doing, sweet. You start a podcast festival in your town, and we're coming right there, baby. Okay.
Boo-boo-boo-boo.
People of Earth, take us to your stupid sexy podcast, because it's the stupid sexy podcast.
We're here!
Yay! An odyssey through the very worst of The Simpsons, although sometimes it's not that bad, I have to say. Welcome back. This is season 14, episode 7, Special Edna. And as always, you're joined by your two lovely co-hosts, one of which is Heather Anderson.
And the other lovely one is Alan Irwin.
Yes, that's me. That's me.
That's you. You.
So
let's go.
Let's go. Season 14, episode 7, Special Edna. We're here, we're queer, we don't want any more bears.
Whoop whoop.
Heather, in a sentence, how'd you feel?
I really like this episode.
I thought it was good.
I thought this was fucking great. I laughed a lot. I thought the plot was great. There was some good satire.
Ooh, that's good satire.
There was a great use of a guest voice.
Yep.
You know, it really, like, it was good.
It was nice. This is the first time I think we've had an episode that focused on a non-Simpsons character.
Yes, yeah. And it was, like, done well. It had heart. It had heart.
And jokes, which is what makes The Simpsons a specimitable. So will we do the synopsis then? Will we just get into it?
Synopsis, bitch.
Synopticist. Season 14, Episode 7, Special Edna. While staying late after school to redo a paper on World War I, Bart witnesses Mrs. Krabappel's frustrations with her relationship with Principal Skinner. In a rare act of kindness, Bart decides to nominate Mrs. Krabappel for Teacher of the Year, and when she makes the shortlist, she and the Simpson family head for Orlando, Florida. Terrified that victory will lead to her leaving Springfield and ending the relationship, Principal Skinner goes after Edna in a desperate attempt to win back her love.
Aw, synced. I like that.
Thanks.
You always do it and you make it sound like it's in one breath, and it's great.
I've got good breath control. Well, I get excellent blowjobs.
Fuck's sake.
I'm drunk. I am. I start off disappointing for the fifth time out of the seven episodes we've done. No chalk gag.
No chalk gag.
The sofa gag this episode was deep fried Simpsons, which looked delicious.
Yeah, they did. Tasty, tasty. I assume Lisa would have been tofu, which would have been great for me. You know, the veggie option. What?
Do you have to live quite so relentlessly in the real world?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to check. So we start off, we're in Mrs. Krabappel's class, and they're doing a book report on World War I, which I thought was quite an intensive subject for a bunch of 10-year-olds.
Support the troops, Alan. You can never start too early.
What I did like was Milhouse's dance.
See, as soon as that happened, I was like, this is going to be a good fucking episode.
You could sense it.
That's how I dance. I just felt it in my waters, you know.
Don't talk about your waters on the podcast, please.
Well, you don't know my waters are. It could be like my saliva.
But saliva isn't water. It's liquid, but it's not water.
It's got water in it.
But yeah, but by that logic, fruit is water.
Yeah, that is.
And watermelon. You're water.
Yeah, I am. Like 70%.
Fucking water. I love the
water,
term.
Water, I hardly know her.
Water. Wrecked him and nearly killed him. Now this confused me a little bit, right? I thought that Skinner and... Seymour and Edna were in a secret relationship.
No, because sure, they literally were found out.
Yeah, but then, do you remember, they pretended to break up and then went back into the closet.
But then I think,
there must have been an episode somewhere where it was revealed again, that we've missed somewhere.
Must have been.
Because they were clearly, everybody knew they were in a relationship here and they weren't outraged. And it was like, so she goes to see him and he wants to go apple picking. And because he can't go, because he has to look after his ma, he just gives her some apples.
Fucking hell.
And then he's like, the apples weren't the point. He goes, then why were we going apple picking? And then she makes this noise where she goes like, oh. And it's so sad.
It's so sad. Like, fucking hell. I really like this episode because Krabappel's such a little dote.
Oh, she really
so nice.
Is.
She's such a good character.
See, Edna is a great character. And I think Seymour is like a nice enough guy, but he is just totally under the thumb.
Yeah, you know,
in like a Norman Bates
way. He has
way.
Potential, but it's one of those ones where it's like...
Not till his ma dies.
Can you be arsed to like...
Yes, that's true. And like Edna's not getting any younger, you know, so...
I know. But I also thought like I really liked the bits where like she was sitting with Bart while he was redoing the essay and being like, yo... And, you know, later on, whenever Bart says something like, oh, she lets me drink coffee in class, I find a bit of trivia like that, where it's like Bart mentions that Mrs. Krabappel lets him drink coffee in class. Because of Bart's ADD, letting him have coffee is actually a good idea. People with ADD and ADHD, caffeine allows the brain to focus rather than causing hyperactivity. And wow. I thought that was a really nice wee point.
That is a nice wee point.
Isn't
Jesus,
it?
I did not expect that. That's good. That's genuinely interesting.
And whenever I was reading it, I was like, fuck, they did it again, those fucking Simpsons boys.
The boys.
The boys are back in town and they're writing a fucking good episode for once.
Absolutely.
In this season.
The writer of this one wrote the one, you know, where Homer and Marge get very horny because every time they're nearly caught having sex, which
yes.
is a good episode. He wrote that. Yeah. So the wrestling parody annoyed me a bit because, as you know, I'm a big lover of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It just was a bit silly. But I did enjoy Colin Kapow dropping sanctions/anvils on the bad guy.
Funny.
That was fun. It's all Bart basically wants to do the essay, but he's distracted. And like there was sexy music for the photocopier whenever there was 99 copies.
Yeah.
Bart uses the photocopies to put them in the hymn books in church.
Which, I mean, commit to the bit. That would have taken ages.
The Flanders eye soap, though, were tossing. The burning is love.
That was so fucking funny. And I feel like that's one of those things, like, I feel like that should be more prevalent in, like, Ireland Simpsons fans, because that's a really good fucking meme.
And then Bart eventually gets distracted because Milhouse's uncle has brought his Black Hawk helicopter.
I told you Milhouse was cool.
Stop trying to retroactively justify your terrible taste in men. There's going to be a thread through the whole podcast.
It is.
And then they make teenage boys kiss, which I kind of enjoyed the under duress nature of it. I know that's not.
I love that so much.
But like, make them kiss because they probably love each other in a platonic way, but they can't express
yeah,
it. So a wee kiss.
I know.
They'll let it out. We have very different kissing techniques. You were very.
Oh,
much
I was
like
going
a,
for like the little rascals.
Like the Little Rascals,
you know, like,
movie.
They're like fully. Yeah. What else would I be talking about?
The original Little Rascals TV series.
Whatever.
But the film is incredible. I love it. You are so beautiful. And the bit where Darla and the rich kid are like, L is for the way you look at me. Oh, I love that film. Anyway, and Buckwheat's Maz, Whoopi Goldberg, it's brilliant. Okay, so. What?
That was such a funny fucking walk.
Okay. Then Bart decides to enlist Grandpa, and we get a great flashback that I really enjoyed, where Grandpa lied
so
about his
good.
Age. He's like, I don't want to, I'm not tired. Also, what age is Grandpa? Because right, this came out in 2003, which mm-hmm. means it's like 85 years since the war. So is Grandpa 90?
Probably. I mean, he's old as fuck.
But Homer's
but
only 38.
I mean, yeah, but like, they've all been the same age for forever.
True,
yeah.
that is true. But it was so funny. Like, and the Germans get in because they're putting Grandpa down for a nap.
Yeah, and that's I love so the bit where Homer comes in like, all right, time to go to bed. Yeah, but I'm not tired.
It's like,
do you need to go? Do you need to? Always.
Yeah, and I can relate to that. So I'm on board with it, you know.
It did make me think of you when it happened. I was like, he's going to
I love that whenever you hear of someone with diarrhea, you just think of me.
No, I wasn't. I was going to say like IBS or like just always needing to shit.
Okay, fair enough. And then so Bart submits his paper, and it is 10 pages long, but 6 pages of that are ads, including the Moe's ad, which said, we check IDs, which I thought was great. And then, so Bart has to stay late, as you said, to do the report with Edna. And Skinner turns up, and we get a Pam Dauber reference. He's like, I was here to see Edna Krabappel, not Pam Dauber. And I like the idea that Skinner's reference of a sexy lady is Mindy from Mork and Mindy. Like, that's how... That actually means that there's references to both of the main cast members of Mork and Mindy in this episode.
I mean, that's probably intentional, isn't it?
It probably is. Well done, lads. Fair play to you. And then he doesn't... So they don't go out in the end because his mother's stuck in the bath. And this is the best line of the episode, I think. He goes, I'll be back in 3 hours. Maybe less, but almost certainly more.
Yeah.
And then Bart tries to think of a man for Edna. Do you remember? And he goes through
a
montage of his head. It's got a comic book guy, the sea captain.
Yeah. And then there's one of the writers in there as well,
yeah,
isn't there?
There's the one that got sacked in the Poochie episode for saying
yeah.
that they're using buzzwords. And one of the aliens.
I think it's Kang.
Kang. And Bart's like, yeah, that deck has a lot of low cards, but you know. And then he takes her out, and it's really sweet.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I love
nice.
It when they're like, here. Bart's actually not always a fucking
He's not
bastard.
A complete shit, yeah. And they went to see Nature's Biggest Holes, which we saw whenever Marge put on that dress in Treehouse of Horror 13.
Fuck's sake.
Do you know what? You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did enjoy that.
In spite of yourself, you enjoyed
it. We can't get through an episode without being horny for Marge.
Absolutely. Yeah, for the listener, Heather has started just sending me any sexy, like, Simpsons screenshots of Marge, like, as in, like, where she's about to shag Homer or something. She, like, just sends me them. It's like, this
I just know
you.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and I do. Homer. So Bart decides he's going to nominate Edna for Teacher of the Year to, like,
very
do something nice,
nice
for.
Sweet.
And Homer's like, Homer bought his own World's Greatest Dad mug.
Iconic.
Because it was full of gummy worms so he could catch gummy fish. And then there's a fucking gummy fish on the wall. What?
I really enjoyed that.
That's such a convoluted joke.
That was great.
And then, now here's the moment I related to the most. Edna's all sad and she's walking towards her classroom. She goes, I hope one of the kids have put a tack on my chair just so I feel something.
Oh my God. Oh, also, I have a bit of trivia about, you know, whenever the panel's like deciding on who they're going to nominate. Or, mm-hmm. like, who they're going to, like, shortlist, whatever. You know that whole bit where there was the guy who was, you know, Robin Williams? This is the thing I found. One of the teacher's tapes is based on Dead Poets Society. The guy who plays Keating is voiced by Dan Castellaneta, who would later voice Disney's The Genie from Aladdin, another one of Robin Williams' characters, when Williams wasn't available to voice the genie. I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
Because it was a really fucking good impression. Like.
It was spot on. And it captured, like, I love Robin Williams, but I can also see what's annoying about Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And they captured that very well. And then, so Edna's surprised that she got nominated because she thought she accidentally showed the R-rated version of Romeo and Juliet.
That nipple will haunt me for life.
And my question to you, Heather, is, has a nipple ever haunted you?
Yes.
Oh God, you actually have a yes? I mean, mine is the story I told a couple of weeks ago where I nearly cut my nipple off. That's the nipple that haunted me. But
I feel like, I can't remember exactly, I can't pinpoint the year, but I remember it was really, really warm in Belfast and there was like some middle-aged man walking around with no top on, but his nipple was like septic. Like, I think he tried to get it, like, it looked like he'd tried to get a piercing and had gone infected or something and just been like, all right, fuck it. That stayed with me.
I didn't expect you actually to have an answer, but fair play. One of my favourite moments of the episode was whenever Edna's getting her reward and Skinner thinks he's going to thank her, or she's going to thank him, and he like smiles and fixes his tie and he just walks in one swift motion right off the stage.
Who did it better, Mo or him?
Oh, it's hard to know because Mo's was great because it was so uncomfortable. Skinner's was fun because, like, you may not have noticed him.
Yeah.
You know, if you were watching that speech. She's shortlisted and as a result they get to go to Florida, which is not a state, it's a monster. And the orange falling off the mattress. So is Epcot horrible? I've never been to Florida. Is Epcot?
I've
like,
been
the touristy?
To it. It's not horrible. It's just not as fun as Disney.
So what's this like vibe? Is it like educational or something?
There's educational parts to it, I guess. Like I can't remember the last time I was there, but I feel like I went as like a child,
right,
or whatever. But like it was fine. It's just, there's not very, like, exciting things to do at it.
Right, okay. So they're right to be disappointed.
Yes.
I like that Marge and Lisa went on the Eastern Airlines, like, themed ride, you know, about the future. And it was a dystopia where, like, giant robot planes were whipping slaves. I was like, this is great.
Amazing.
And then whenever Homer and Bart went on, it was like the car of the future. I really wanted the car of the future to be the one that Homer designed for her.
Yes! Oh,
that
my God.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
So tell me this. So right. So what happens is Skinner is worried that if Edna wins the award, she's going to leave at the end of the show. And then he gets in a car. And is that car a reference to something?
I don't know.
Because like
I couldn't find that it was a reference to anything.
It feels like, you know, it's not Knight Rider, but something like that. You know.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Honey, I Squirted Goo on the Audience.
Yeah, that was.
That's
good
so
one.
Horrible. I used to love that film back in the day. Do you remember the one where it was a giant child? Remember that one?
Yes. Oh, shit.
And then there was the direct-to-video one where they shrunk the adults.
Oh, fuck, yes. Which, it kind of makes you think, like, surely by that amount of time, like, he would know how to fix it. It would just be a short film.
Yeah, but, I mean, Rick Moranis, you know, maybe that's why he retired. So, Edna's very sad, obviously, because, like, she's going to maybe win this award, but she's alone. And then we get... But probably my favourite moment of the whole episode, which is Homer and Marge making fireworks.
Fuck, that was great.
where they're like, we're going to be like making fireworks tonight. He's like, let me pet it. And then Mars like touches the phallic shape with her hand. And men all over the world enjoyed.
Are you talking about your friends or you here?
Well, why not both? I mean, me for definite, but I wouldn't be shocked if my friends too. Let's see, hold on, right. So, and then, right, so Skinner turns up and Edna's delighted because he's come to win her back, but he's brought his ma because she paid for the room.
Well, technically she brought him.
That's true, yep. And she says about that her arse is baboon red, and I don't want to think about that old woman's red.
But it's the fact that she said fanny as well. I was like, fuck.
My fanny's baboon red. You're like, oh, I'd get that looked at.
Maybe you want to put some cream on it.
Yeah, what do you call it? What do you call that stuff? Canison Dew. Might be worth looking into it. So Skinner says a very funny line about, you know, his mother carried him for 9.5 months because he came out for 2 weeks and then went back in. But she didn't carry him. We established that.
Shit, yes!
She didn't. That's Armin Tanzarian.
Wow, fuck.
Have we found a plot hole?
Oh, we found some sort of hole.
Or is it more just that they're like, let's forget about that awful episode that nobody liked. Even though, like, that Martin Sheen, and I fucking love Martin Sheen. It was such a waste.
I feel like, yeah, we've kind of just skipped
I actually have here, the Enron ride looks fun. Mmm, that's good satire.
And no lies were told there.
Skinner says, Epcot is educational and offers mild entertainment, like Edna.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ, he really doesn't deserve her, like. No.
And then he decides, right, the only way to keep her is to make sure she doesn't win the award, so he asks Bart to sabotage it.
I actually wrote that down. She'll be broken, miserable, and mine. And I had a guttural reaction of...
and like, then it's flashback to Nam, where he steals the cake for the officers, and the line, you're going to get your parade down my esophagus.
Down my esophagus.
Yes.
Classic.
And I loved, like, so they go to the award ceremony and there's a sign outside that's like, tickets very much available.
Yeah, and then there's like four people in the audience.
Yeah, oh, there's so many empty seats. But yeah, then we get
so good.
Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Little Richard comes out and I fucking loved him in this. I thought he was
It was such a good use of a voice actor as well. Like, I feel like it almost made up for the Rolling Stones episode.
Yeah. Yeah. It should have been Little Richard's Rock and Roll Camp.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, I was going to get you to do that. I can't do it. Woo! I can't do it.
Oh my god. Woo! You really can.
Woo! The only way I can do is Ric Flair. I can go like, woo! But I can't do...
Woo!
Yeah, woo! But I can't do... I thought Paul McCartney had a... Woo!
Real Apu who needs the Quickie Mart vibes.
I do! Oh, let me try again. One more time. Woo! You do it one more time.
Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck!
So, Skinner decides, right, I'm going to propose. That's the way to win her back. Because he feels guilty about getting Bart to lie and pretend that he can't read. Because actually, we have established already, Bart card read good. So there's no reason for him to... Don't give me that look.
That was a genuine chuckle.
And then he goes, I must warn you, 2 months' salary only bought me the ring box. Listen, empty box.
That's very funny. Which also makes me think, how much money was the reward money for the best teacher? Because they said enough money that they wouldn't have to teach again.
It was fucking 40 quid by the sound of it. And then Little Richard goes, you can have one of my rings. Woo!
Yeah, it's the, oh, I almost felt naked there for a second. Woo!
Do you like Little Richard, or how do you feel about
him? Oh, he's a class act.
He's great to dance to. Because it's that, like, boogie rock and roll, you know?
Yeah.
Good golly, Miss Molly, you know? Long, tall Sally. They're all women. And he's gay, isn't he? Little Richard.
Yep.
Well, he's dead now. He ain't nothing now, but... Except he's dead. Why do I sound like he's in a really bad western? He ain't nothing no more.
He's dead.
Dead.
That's very funny.
So they're going to live happily ever after, which is nice. And then Homer says, we're going to have our own happy ending. And then he climbs the wall to get to Disney.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, that was very funny.
And barbed wire and all.
But also, I find that funny because Epcot is part of Disney.
Is it? I didn't know that. There you go.
Well, Disney owns everything, really, let's be honest.
Well, that's why he's climbed the wall, just hopped over, you know. And then he asks for one churro, and it's our favourite Jewish shopkeeper who goes,
Raphael!
And $14, which I actually think is probably cheap in Disney, isn't it?
It probably is.
I've never been.
It probably is.
I don't see the appeal. to be honest. Although then they added that Star Wars section, and I'm very into that idea.
I think I've been maybe twice. I remember going as a child, and then I remember I went on a holiday with one of my exes and their family at Christmas, and it was fun, but like, never again. I'm never going on holiday with my boyfriend's parents.
Oh, I thought you meant specifically that boyfriend's parents.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Fuck him.
What was weird there is because you basically went, no, I would fuck him.
Don't stitch that together really badly.
So, Heather, amazingly, that's actually the end of the episode. Like, I have to say, I feel like we didn't analyse this one as much as we normally do because I really don't have that much of a problem with it.
Neither do I.
There was, like, don't get me wrong, it's not, I would say it didn't hit me the way I would have liked it to, but this is so far, this is the closest to a classic Simpsons episode.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely the best of the ones that we've done so far. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. If I was being picky, I'd be like, oh, there's a gay joke in it, but it was a good gay joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't hurting anybody. It wasn't punching down.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, Edna should have said, fuck no.
Yeah.
To Marion
Skinner. Maybe when your man dies. Kill your man, I'll marry you.
Ain't that just the way?
Exactly. So, well, as always, we give it a rating out of 5. What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a 5.
Fuck! Their first 5?
I'm going to give it a 5. I really, really liked it. And I'm not comparing it to anything other than what we've seen already. And I fucking, yeah, I would watch. It was one of those ones I was looking forward to watching it again. Because I watched it a couple of times and I was like, fucking, let's go.
Well,
it's a good episode.
I give it a 4.
Okay. That's fair.
I could give it a 4.5. I think, you know, but
I'm definitely being generous with the 5, but I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to give that many out.
No, I don't think so. And I mean, I'm assuming that at the end of each season, we might do like a wee ranking of the season and be like, here's the ones to watch. And this is definitely, like, if you're listening to the podcast and you're not watching the episodes, I genuinely highly recommend this one. Like, I think it's a really fun 20 minutes. It's a nice story. It's funny.
Yeah, I feel like as well, it was like really evenly weighted, if you know what I mean. Like, there was no saggy bits, no saggy, draggy bits. Nipped and tucked, right up. Perfect. Good.
Exactly. And this didn't even have Marge's racker, badonkadonk on it, you know. So.
Exactly. And that's coming from horny old Alan in the corner there.
Exactly. Do you know, pretty soon we're going to come across an episode where you find one of the characters sexy. And I don't know who it'll be. Do you find any of the Simpsons characters sexy?
Raphael.
No dice. Okay, no, that's no. Charles Bronson. It's like, this ain't over. It was a Bronsonville.
Oh, wait, fuck, who am I thinking of? You ever see a man run barefoot before or whatever it is? Throw away his shoes.
Hank Scorpio.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that'll just about do it for this week. Again, I really have nothing bad in particular. It lacked something to me, but I don't know what that was. So I feel like I am being a little bit unfair.
It's a definite high point. And that was another bit of trivia, actually, that I had. People from IGN, whatever that is, I didn't Google acronym because fuck that. Basically, this
IGN
was named...
IGN is like the gaming website, is it not?
I don't know. Do I look like a fucking gamer?
Yes, you play Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hardcore gamer because I waste my time doing a farming simulator game.
Yeah,
actually,
but I feel like that's like hardcore gaming because it's dull, but you're doing it anyway. I mean, I agree. I love that game, but it's boring.
But yeah, this was named by them the best episode of season 14.
Well, that worries me.
But it's also, do you know what? That is, it, I mean, as far as we are, it's definitely raised the bar higher.
100%. Yep. I'm expecting more out of this season. Like, I feel like the last couple of episodes we've enjoyed, and I'm like, we're in danger of actually have picked a season that's too early.
Yeah, but also I feel like, do you know what? If we went straight in with like the shitty episodes, we wouldn't keep it up.
No, 100%.
Like, fuck
so
that.
Listen, so, look forward to about 6 months. We'll be really angry.
We are nearing that cliff edge. And you know what? I'm a dive.
Bring it on, baby.
Maybe there's rocks at
the
bottom.
We'll climb our way out of it. But then we'll be like Homer in the, you know, the ambulance when it hits a tree and he rolls back down. It'll be like that.
Solid reference, my boy.
So I suppose that'll just about do it for this week's edition of Stupid Sexy Podcast. It's been great fun, I think. Next week we'll be back with Season 14, Episode 8, The Dad Who Knew Too Little, which is all about Homer and Lisa's relationship, which, as we know, has led to some of the best Simpsons episodes ever.
Yes.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this one. Will it be as good? Probably not. Will it be all right?
Maybe.
So on that note, we'll leave it. I've been Alan Irwin.
And I have been Heather Anderson.
And this has been the Stupid Sexy Podcast. We'll see you next week. and the week after that, and the week after that, until one of us dies. 2024, baby.
Woo!
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 Let me just do one more. Woo! Right, you do one to finish it off then.
Woo!
There, perfect. Goodbye.